Hello, hello, and welcome back to Lola Pops Off About Dramas with your host, Lola. Welcome, welcome back, everyone. And as you can see by today's title, we're doing something completely different, something that I've never done before. And it really is just an episode that I wanted to do as a special bonus one. I wanted to do a giveaway. It's really my excuse. I have a K-drama journal and I wanted to do a giveaway. I have a lot of new listeners who have been kind of checking in and keeping up with these latest season of Throwing It Back episodes. And so I wanted to do a giveaway. I just honestly wanted to just give you guys somewhat something because I was so grateful for people really supporting this season that I thought was going to be kind of, I thought it was going to be a season that a lot of people were going to kind of fall off from because it was just doing something that I hadn't done in the last couple years of this podcast. So I was really anxious about it, but I've gotten such a beautiful reception and response to this season so far that I was like, okay, I definitely have to do a giveaway. And I have a K-drama journal, so I definitely should do a giveaway of my K-drama journal. It is a journal that is both digital and physical, so you can choose which one you would prefer as far as my giveaway winners. But I would love to share it. It is a K-drama journal that will help you keep track of all of the dramas that you're currently watching, all the dramas that you have placed on hold, all the dramas that you've dropped for the year. It also has a calendar so that you can kind of see in a monthly format everything that you're watching weekly and kind of premiere dates if you want to pencil those in. It's all there for you in the journal, again, in digital or a physical format. So I wanted to do an episode where I can kind of give you guys something to, like, you know, play with, challenge yourself with, and also be tied to this current season of Throwing It Back. And then based off of some responses or you guys' responses to this episode, I will pick a few winners and give you guys a copy of my K-drama journal. And I would love it if it's, you know, again, you get to choose if it's digital or the physical. But yeah, I'm super excited about this. And it will be international, so I don't care where you are. If you win, I am going to be, you know, shipping off the physical if you want the physical to you, okay? So now let's get into how you can actually win in this giveaway. So the first rule of this giveaway is that you have to be following me on Instagram. And yes, I know there are some people who aren't on Instagram. And so they just, you know, they wouldn't follow me over there. But if you are not following me on Instagram and you can't follow me on Instagram because you're not doing Instagram, that's okay. You just have to also then be following the podcast and you kind of have to show me that you're following so I know that you're eligible. And the other thing is that you just need to answer these questions that I've prepared for you correctly. And how you're going to submit your questions to me are going to be two options. You can submit them to me in the DMs over on Instagram or via email. And my email is going to be provided in the description of this episode. But I'm going to say it here just in case. So on Instagram, I am Lola Pops Off About K-Dramas. And my email is actually lolapoplola@gmail.com. I know it's a weird name. It's an email that I created for this podcast, but I didn't think to name the podcast as the email. So don't ask me why I did that. I don't know why I do the things that I do half the time. But yes, so those are kind of the main rules. Just answer these questions correctly and submit them to me. Be following me on Instagram or following the podcast on Spotify. That's it. That's it. And after that, I will pick three winners and I will ship you out or send you the digital format of my K-drama journal. And my K-drama journal is called My Poppin' K-drama Journal. So if you're not one of the winners of the giveaway, you could absolutely still purchase the journal on my Etsy. It is lolapopsoff.etsy.com, and there you'll find the digital version as well as the physical version for sale. So let's get into the questions. And again, these are questions that are directly linked to the Throwing It Back episodes that I've been releasing this season of the podcast. So if you've been keeping up and you've been listening to all of the Throwing It Back episodes, you should be able to answer these questions without any difficulties. But also, they're really easy to look up online as well. So even if you didn't want to listen to any of the episodes and just look up the answers, you absolutely could do that as well. But anyway, just participation is the key to getting, you know, a part of the giveaway. So let's go ahead and get into the questions. And it's going to be quite a few questions because they're so easy. I was like, I have to give a lot of them because they're so easy. Like I said, you could really Google them. And I'm going to give you, it's multiple choice. So I'll give you the question and then I'll also give you the kind of A, B, C, D choices. So even simpler. So when you submit your answer sheet, you can do it again, just by doing like question one and then the letter and the same thing. And that could be in the DMs or on an email. So number one, first question is for what happened in Bali. So who played the role of Lee Soo Jung, the ambitious and conflicted character, and what happened in Bali? And again, that is question number one. And the choices are A, Ha Ji-won, B, Kang Ha-nul, C, Jo In-sung, D, So Ji-sub. Those are your multiple choice answers. All right, number two, it's for Princess Hours. In Princess Hours, what is the name of the commoner who unexpectedly becomes the crown princess? And your multiple choice options are A, Chaekyung, B, Shin Chaekyung, C, Yoon Eun-hae, D, Ishin. So those are your multiple choice answers. All right, number three, Brilliant Legacy. Which actress portrays the lead role of Go Eun-sung, a kind-hearted and determined young woman in Brilliant Legacy? Your choices are A, Moon Chae-won, B, Han Hyo-ju, C, Lee Seung-gi, D, Bae Soo-ji. All right, those are your multiple choice answers for question number three. Moving on to question number four, and we're going to do Hello My Teacher or Biscuit Teacher and Star Candy. Who stars as the tough high school teacher Na Ori in Hello My Teacher? A, Gong Yu, B, Gong Hyo Jin, C, Kim Sung Ah, or D, Jung Hyuk. Those are your multiple choice answers for question number four. Moving on to number five for City Hunter. What is the name of the character portrayed by Lee Min-ho in City Hunter? And your multiple choice options are A, Lee Yoon-sung, B, Kim Na-na, C, Park Min-young, D, Jin Se-yun. And those are your multiple choice answers for number five, City Hunter. All right, moving on to question number six, Splash, Splash, Love. Which actress plays the role of Jang Dan-bi, a high school student who time travels to the Joseon era in Splash, Splash, Love? A, Kim So-hyun, B, Yoon Eun-hae, C, Kim Soo-gi, D, Park Shin-hae. Those are your multiple choice answers for question number six. Moving on to question number seven, what happened in Bali again? What is the central theme of what happened in Bali? Is it A, love and betrayal? Is it B, friendship and loyalty? Is it C, love and obsession? Or is it D, family turmoil? All right, moving on to number eight, Princess Hours. Who is the crown prince's cousin and rival for the throne and princess hours? Is it A, Yi Yul, B, Han Ji Hae, C, Yoon Eun Hae, or D, Kim Jong Hoon? Those are your multiple choice answers for question number 8. Moving on to question number 9, Brilliant Legacy. What is the name of the lead male character who becomes romantically involved with Go Eun Sung and Brilliant Legacy? Is it A, Han Tae Sung? Is it B, Sun Woon Hwan? Is it C, Kang Hanul? Is it D, Yi Sung Gi? All right, and that was our question number 9. All right, now moving on to question number 10, we have City Hunter. Who is Yi Yoon Sung's adoptive father in City Hunter? Is it A, Yi Jin Pyo? Is it B, Yi Yoon Che? Is it C, Che Eun Chan? Is it D, Kim Young Joo? Then those are your answers for number 10. Right, moving on to number 11. What happened to Bali? What happened in Bali? Which character does So Ji Sub play in What Happened in Bali? Is it A, Kang In Wook? Is it B, Jung Jae Min? Is it C, Che Young Joo? Is it D, Yi Soo Jung? All right, and then moving on to our final question. In City Hunter, what is Yi Yoon Sung's ultimate goal? Is it A, seeking revenge for his father's death? Is it B, becoming a prosecutor? Is it C, protecting Kim Na-na? Or is it D, starting his own company? All right, that's it, guys. That's our final question for my little giveaway challenge episode that this is. Do have fun with it. Again, super simple questions, so you don't even have to listen to the episodes to answer these, but I would love it if you do participate. I would love to give away some of my journals. So thank you guys for being so amazing and awesome listeners and K-drama friends. I really appreciate you guys. I really love that you guys have been here, and my new listeners, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us over here at Lola Pop Talk About K-Dramas Pod. I have so much more to come for you guys. I'm super excited about the next Throwing It Back episode. I got really invested in the drama, and so I can't wait to share it with you guys. So anywho, that is all for this short bonus challenge giveaway episode. Thank you so much for listening. And whether you're listening in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening, I hope you have a great day. It's been real. Lola's off.